I came expecting your father, and yet I am greeted with a far lovelier sight indeed. How good to see you once more. I trust you're well. Ah, excellent. Your father is not home? Urgent business. I see. No matter. In truth, I had hoped your father would be absent. Matters of business can wait. I wish to speak with you privately about another matter. Please sit. Tea? Thank you. No. I fear my stomach hasn't the temperament for anything at the moment. Madame, I must confess to you that for some time now, I have greatly admired you from afar. Each month upon my business visits to your father, I secretly grew more and more ardent in my appreciation of your numerous charms. I dared not tell you, fearing your discomfort, not to mention the disapproval of your father. I know your betrothal to Mr. Burke stands to make him very wealthy indeed, but before you were wed, I simply had to confess my feelings to you. I must know if my affections find some symmetry in yours. It is true. Mr. Burke is wealthy, and you will want for nothing that can be bought. But I think there are things that someone such as Mr. Burke cannot give you. Things that you need quite dearly. Do I misapprehend you? Do you think he will truly satisfy a woman so exquisite as you? So spirited, so curious, so passionate. Is there nothing your heart desires before you obey your father's wishes and marry Mr. Burke, if that is truly your intent? Madame, while I will heed your protests if you so wish, I think your words belie your truer nature, your innermost desire. I can see the flush in your cheeks as spread down your slender neck and flourished at your bosom, which heaves with your every breath, rapid and sharp. Our passions are entwined, and I think that our bodies soon shall be as well, if you will give yourself to me as I will to you. I must confess, I can no longer contain my desire. The longer I look at you, the more temptation arose my resolve. I must have you. Your corset is exquisite. The fine lacework needed to contain such ample breasts as yours. Would that I had the time to savour it. Unlace it slowly as I drink you in. But I fear your father may return soon. Just think of the scandal if we were caught. Forgive me, but we haven't the time for undressing, so I think a sharp tug downwards will suffice. Oh, what perfection has laid hidden behind this lace. The shape, the softness, the perfect curves that I have so longed for. You deserve to be worshipped with fingers and tongue day after day, not treated as an object by a man like Burke. Let me show you how a gentleman should treat a lady. Let me show you what pleasure is before you deny yourself forever. There is no need for protest, my dear. Your body can scarcely deny your feelings. The way your delicate softness reacts to even the gentlest brush of my fingers. This is what you want. Something Burke would never do. A man like him is all roughness and speed, no finesse, no patience. A flower cannot be forced to bloom before the time is right. I will teach you to feel pleasure. I will help you blossom. Forget Burke, your father, everything else. They are of no consequence. All that matters right now is you and I. My mouth upon your breasts, my fingers beneath your skirts, exploring you, showing you pleasures you have never known. Forget all thoughts of station or proprietary. Simply be with me here now. Feel my fingers as they deftly coax you to open for me. Feel the warmth of my breath against your flushed, supple skin. This is life. This is passion. This is what you've been longing for, isn't it? Then open for me and accept it. Take me inside of you to feel your blessed warmth around me. Cry out for me a symphony of desire. Together, our bodies will become song, words, music, lust, passion. Feel yourself entwined with me as I guide your pleasure with my fingers. Encompass my shaft with your velvet folds. Drive me to the brink of ecstasy, and I will pull you down with me. Yes, my sweet girl, I will give you everything you need. Fulfill your every desire. Let me show you the depth of my affections. I will ensure you never forget what pleasure is. You can feel yourself grow closer, can't you? I can feel it as well. Your heat, your wetness. I can feel it build. Draw closer with me. Ever closer. I can feel the pleasure threatening to overwhelm me. I can hold back and no longer give in to it with me. Let us come undone together. Oh. You cannot marry Burke, can you? Not after what we've shared together. I am incredibly relieved to hear it. With your blessing, upon your father's return, I will declare my intentions to court you. Perhaps your father would consider me a worthy suitor. He knows me to be an honourable man. And while I may not have Burke's fortune, I have shown an aptitude for matters of business. And perhaps other matters.